Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary website and to this video titled, Jesus Was Crucified on a Thursday. Many people throughout the history of the Christian Church have believed that Jesus was crucified on a Friday. That day has come to be known as Good Friday. The reason that they believe this is because the Gospels tell us that the day after Jesus' death was a Sabbath day, a day of rest for the Jewish people. And so many have concluded that the Sabbath being referred to was the regular weekly Sabbath of Israel, which always fell on a Saturday, the final seventh day of every week. But I myself have come to believe that the Sabbath day after Jesus' crucifixion was not the regular Saturday Sabbath. Rather, I believe that it was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Jesus was crucified on the day of Passover, the 14th day of the first month of Israel's religious calendar. I believe that that day was a Thursday, and I picture it in red in this illustration. The day of Passover was always immediately followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread that began on the 15th day of the month and lasted for 7 days. In this illustration, these 7 days are presented in green. The first and last days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread were special high Sabbath days, displayed in the lighter green of this diagram. And so I believe that Jesus' crucifixion on Passover Thursday was followed by two Sabbath days, the high Sabbath of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which fell upon a Friday, and then by the regular weekly Sabbath that fell on Saturday. The day after the Saturday Sabbath was Sunday, the first day of a new week, a day of new beginnings. And it was upon that day at sunrise that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead. The fact that the Sabbath day following Jesus' crucifixion was not a regular Saturday Sabbath was revealed by the Apostle John in his Gospel in chapter 19, verse 31. He wrote that the Sabbath following Jesus' death was a high day. In order to explain these ideas a little more clearly, I need to present three basic facts. Number one, the Jewish people were commanded by God to observe a Sabbath on the seventh day, Saturday, of every week. They always did this regardless of whatever other religious activities might be going on. The word Sabbath means rest, and the Jewish people were forbidden by God to work on the Sabbath day. The seventh day, Saturday Sabbath, was observed in honor of the fact that, as described in Genesis chapter 1, God had worked to create the world in 6 creation days and then rested on his seventh day. Secondly, the Jewish people defined each individual day in terms of how God described his creation days, as consisting of an evening followed by a morning. For the Jewish people, a new day began at sunset or twilight and was comprised roughly of 12 hours of darkness followed by 12 hours of daylight. Thirdly, Jesus is the true Passover Lamb of God. And so when he came into the city of Jerusalem at Passover to die for the sins of the world, he intended to fulfill every aspect of the Passover that the Jewish people had been observing since Moses for nearly 1,500 years. With these three facts in mind, I can now explain exactly what happened during what is called Jesus' Passion Week, the week beginning with his entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and followed by his death and resurrection from the dead. At the very first Passover in Egypt, described in Exodus chapter 12, God had instructed Moses and the Hebrew people to choose a perfect lamb on the 10th day of the first month of the year. They were to keep the lamb for 4 days and then kill it at sunset or twilight at the beginning of the 14th day, placing its blood upon the outside of their doors so that the angel of death would pass over them during the night. There may have been a couple different reasons for keeping the lamb for 4 days. Firstly, it offered an opportunity to examine the lamb closely, making sure that it was perfectly healthy and without any flaws. Secondly, it offered an opportunity for people to realize what a precious and lovable creature was being sacrificed for them. In keeping with this Passover tradition, Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on the 10th day of the first month, Palm Sunday, and spent 4 days interacting with the people of Israel in their capital city, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. At sunset or twilight, marking the beginning of Thursday, the 14th day of the month, Jesus observed the Passover with his disciples, eating roasted lamb along with everyone else in Jerusalem. After that Passover supper in the upper room, Jesus and his disciples went out to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was betrayed by Judas and taken into custody by the religious leaders of the Jewish people. The Jewish leaders were in a hurry to kill Jesus before the crowds woke up in the morning and began to look for him. But because they could not put Jesus to death themselves, after they performed their own Jewish trial, they brought Jesus before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, early in the morning, possibly as early as 3 or 4 a.m. According to the Gospel of Luke, between Jesus' first appearance before Pilate and his final appearance before Pilate, he was sent to Herod. Herod then sent Jesus back to Pontius Pilate. In his Gospel, chapter 19, verse 14, the Apostle John tells us that Jesus then faced his Roman trial at around the sixth hour, which I believe meant 6 a.m. Roman time. The Apostle John may have used Roman time to describe this event because Pilate sat down on the official Roman judgment seat to pass his historic decision. And so in keeping with Roman records, John may have described the event as Romans would have described it in terms of Roman time. According to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verse 25, by the third hour of daylight, which would have been 9 a.m., Jesus had already been severely whipped and beaten by the Roman soldiers, condemned to death by Pontius Pilate, and then crucified outside of the walls of Jerusalem. And so the Lord Jesus was sacrificed on the day of Passover. One might ask whether Jesus truly fulfilled the symbolism of Passover if he didn't die at the same hour that the Passover lambs were sacrificed, at sunset. This is a good question. But the Bible tells us that there was a second sunset on that Passover day. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell us that darkness came over Israel beginning at the sixth hour of daylight, in other words, at noon, and lasted until Jesus' death at the ninth hour, 3 p.m. The Passover day on which Jesus was crucified had two sunsets, one for people sacrificing their Passover lambs, and a second for God when he sacrificed his Passover lamb. The Bible distinguishes between Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Although the Jews were commanded to eat unleavened bread with the lamb on the day of Passover, they were also told in the Old Testament books of Leviticus and Numbers that the feast itself was to begin on the 15th day of the month. And throughout the 7 days of that holy feast, there was to be no leaven found anywhere in anyone's house. Leaven or yeast is a symbol of sin. This is because when leaven is mixed with flour, it begins to ferment. And if left unstopped, that process ruins the flour, turns it rotten, and leads to it being thrown out. So leaven is a perfect symbol of what sin does in a person's life. The connection of Passover with the Feast of Unleavened Bread presents the two things that are accomplished through Jesus' death. Number one, deliverance from the penalty of sin on the day of Passover itself, and then deliverance from the power or leaven of sin in a person's life. Because the day of Passover was always followed by a high Sabbath day, Passover was also called a preparation day, in which people prepared food or did whatever other work that they needed to do in order to avoid working on the approaching Sabbath. This is why, after Jesus died at 3 p.m. on Thursday, Joseph of Arimathea was in a hurry to obtain Jesus' body and to finish the work of preparing it and placing it in a tomb before sunset, when the Sabbath would have begun. As we consider this order of events, we can see how Jesus' foretelling of his death and resurrection was fulfilled. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, Jesus said that his body would lie for 3 days and three nights in the earth. Since his body was placed in the tomb during the daylight hours of Thursday, that would have counted as the first of those 3 days. and that would have been followed by nighttime and daytime of Friday, the nighttime and daytime of Saturday, and then the nighttime of Sunday. Jesus was then raised from the dead at sunrise on Sunday morning, as the Gospels tell us. One final point must be added. The Jews were instructed by Moses in Leviticus chapter 23 that after they had entered the promised land and had begun to harvest crops in the springtime, they were to wave the first fruits of their harvest before God on the Sunday after the Saturday Sabbath, which followed Passover. This first fruit was often something green, like a stalk of unripe barley, that represented the promise of the harvest to come. This waving of the first fruits was symbolic, as the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus as the first fruits of those raised from the dead. And so, as the Lord Jesus was resurrected and began to reveal himself to his disciples on Sunday morning, the priests of Israel were standing at the temple at the same time, waving the first fruits of the harvest before God.